I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Election campaigns can get ugly. We've seen some of that here in the U.S. recently. We Americans are also familiar with how a close contested election can undermine faith in the political system. Mexico had a similar experience with its presidential election in 2006. Mexican director Luis Mandoki produced a documentary on it. It's called Fraude, Mexico 2006, and it's being released in the U.S. today. The election came down to two men, populist Mexico City Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador and conservative candidate Felipe Calderón. Calderón was declared the winner by a very thin margin. He's now Mexico's president. López Obrador and his supporters claim the vote was rigged, and that's what Luis Mandoki set out to document in his film, even as the votes were still being scrutinized.
I came up with this crazy idea, which was to invite the people from all over the country through a blog on the internet to go with their home video cameras and film the whole day of what would happen there. We got more than 3,000 hours of material.
So, Mr. Mandoki, give us a couple of specific examples, then, of what you saw on that videotape that was shot by all these people. I mean, that really showed you that this election was rigged.
Well, for example, in one of the districts, there was a ballot with a clear black cross that was a vote for López Obrador. It had a tiny, tiny leak into another box because when it's folded, it was a crayon, it was hot, the weather was hot. And so they were arguing that this little leak made the vote null and that it was because it was confusing. And it was so obvious what the vote was and for whom. And it's annulled. You know, it was a very sophisticated fraud. It was done in many ways. And what is obvious to me, and I think for people after they see the documentary, is that there was a decision not to let Obrador get to the presidency.
Let me just jump in there quickly, because this is your opinion. That's clearly the opinion of your film. But Mexico's independent electoral institute and electoral tribunal looked into the vote and concluded the opposite, that the election was valid. How do you respond to that?
Well, with the documentary, basically, when you see the documentary, what you do see is how the Electoral Institute came to that decision. And you also see how the tribunal faced away from all the evidence.
Putting aside the politics for a moment, explain to us who Manuel López Obrador is and what drew you to him as a subject for this documentary.
Yes. I didn't know Andrés Manuel López Obrador. You know, I lived 17 years in Los Angeles doing movies and
feature films.
Feature films like When a Man Loves a Woman with Meg Ryan and Andy Garcia, Message in a Bottle with my friend who's left us recently, Paul Newman and Kevin Costner. And I went to Mexico to do a movie. And at the end of finishing that movie, Andrés Manuel López Obrador was the mayor of Mexico City, and he was being impeached basically to get him out of the presidential race because he was the most popular candidate by far.
And how do we know that he was the most popular candidate at the time? I mean, was there a lot
because
of
the everybody knew because of the polls. Yeah, he was 10 points ahead in all the polls. What I realized as I questioned him a lot was that one quality that he has, which is what drew me to believe that he would be a good president, was he was absolutely uncorruptible. He was absolutely honest.
You've been heavily criticized in Mexico for making this documentary. It was even tough for you to get distribution there. Do you think that your association with López Obrador has made you unpopular in Mexico and kind of seen as someone taking a side in the story?
Well, you know, Mexico, because of its, you know, it's very young in terms of elections and democracy, they're not used to known people taking a side. Here, you know, that's normal. You see Sean Penn, Susan Sarandon, Bruce Springsteen, and all these celebrities going out and supporting a candidate.
They also take a lot of heat for it.
when you believe in something, of course you take heat. And that's what I've taken in Mexico. I feel honored to be able to do something for my country because I believe in expressing your own opinion. If you're afraid to express what you think and to support what you think is best for your country, then that means that you don't believe in free expression and you don't believe in freedom and democracy.
Luis Mandoki, the director of Fraude, out today in the United States. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Marco.